from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Israel tries to de-escalate tensions in Jerusalem. Israel on Tuesday removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued to offer prayers outside the mosque in protest. Among them, Israeli Knesset Arab lawmaker Masoud Ghanem.
We don't have now the electronic gates, but there is many things, obstacles and cameras that until now Israel, the occupation Israel, put it in the gates of the Al-Aqsa.
He said the protests will likely continue. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the mosque site. Danny Dannon is Israel's UN ambassador.
We will do whatever is necessary to allow everybody to come to the Temple Mount and provide security. We don't want to see another terror attack on Temple Mount.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert welcomed Israel's decision.
Anything that serves to de-escalate tensions and pave the road for the two sides to come together and have conversations not only about this, but also about the peace process moving forward, we would certainly support that. As you know, we support the maintenance of the status quo at that site.
Israel has maintained other non-intrusive security measures at the mosque. Afghan officials confirmed Wednesday a Taliban attack has left at least 26 soldiers dead and 13 others wounded in the southern Kandahar province. Defense Ministry spokesman said the overnight attack also killed and wounded 80 Taliban assailants. Now, the Taliban says it captured the army base after killing 74 Afghan soldiers and capturing six others. It was not possible to independently verify claims made by either side. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Tuesday praised Lebanon for taking steps to protect itself from militant groups gaining a foothold in the country. His comments came following a meeting with visiting Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri.
Lebanon is on the front lines in the fight against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. The Lebanese people of all faiths are working together to keep their country safe.
He promised American assistance to ensure the Lebanese army is the only defender that Lebanon needs. In one of his latest Twitter postings, President Trump announced that he is forbidding transgender persons from enlisting in the U.S. Armed Services. The president tweeted, after consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Science seems to finally be starting to win in the war against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, but experts gathered at the Paris Conference on the Deadly Disease say proposed cuts in global funding may delay the final blow. VOA's George Puttich reports.
It took three decades from the appearance of the first drug for slowing the onset of AIDS to today's drug cocktails that save many of the infected patients from what was inevitable death. The Conference on AIDS, held this week in Paris, reflected optimism about new treatments and concern about proposed cuts in funding, especially by the U.S. government. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo highlighted the lack of funds.
I want to remind you that $7 billion per year is still missing in the fight against AIDS in the world.
In spite of the latest advances, the virus that causes AIDS remains a formidable enemy. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.
Among the highlights at the conference is the recent news about a 10-year-old South African child born with HIV. After only a year of treatment, the child has been virus-free now for more than 8 years. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States in response to a new set of sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. The House of Representatives approved legislation Tuesday that also expands the congressional checks on President Donald Trump's abilities to ease those penalties. The bill also includes sanction against Iran and North Korea, which has not settled well with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. He says if the enemy, the United States, breaches part of the deal, we will breach parts of it. If they breach the entire deal, we will breach it in its entirety. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.